The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey!
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
We want to check in with Chris. How you doing,
Chris? How you feeling?
I'm doing well. The beast comes at night. You know, as we know, the healthcare workers have taken to calling the virus the beast. I understand why. My fever has gone up a couple of degrees in like the last 30 minutes. Nights are tough. And I've learned something that I didn't know before. It is responsible journalism to say that 80% of people who get this statistically wind up okay, meaning they don't go to the hospital, they get through it. It is not humanly responsible, though, from an ethical perspective. Now that I'm one of the anointed and these people reach out to me, you suffer when you have this at home, unless you are ridiculously lucky statistically and maybe karmically as well. I can't tell you how many stories I've had of people who have had over 100, 102 fever for 8, 10, 12 days.
Oh,
and just to
God.
Tell you what kind of toll that can take. Look, it's not about life or death. I don't mean it that way. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing the show. I'm not looking to scare people. I'm trying to do the opposite. I've lost 13 pounds in 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm a big guy. I started off at 230 pounds. My wife is feeding me like, you know, we were still in the dating phase. You know, so it's not like I'm hurting for nutrition. I'm eating and drinking constantly. I'm just sweating it out, and it's the sickness. So, yeah, 80%, we're going to make it through. But the idea that it's easy, so you can be nonchalant, that is so misleading, fellas. That I now know for
fact.
Oh,
for God's sake.
Oh. Fever for 8 to 10 to 12. You know, and I don't know what's going on at CNN, but I'm glad I don't work there. Just be glad you don't work there. Brooke Baldwin also just tested positive for coronavirus. She says, I'm okay. She said, it came on suddenly yesterday afternoon. Chills, aches, fever. She is the second CNN anchor to test positive for COVID. Can you imagine being a producer there? Can you imagine being the makeup person there? Can you imagine being the craft services person there? Can you imagine being the executive producer? I mean, this is like, this is crazy. And if you think that people in TV don't work in close quarters, you've never been inside of a news organization. My God, they have bullpens where it's just, you know, cubicles, one after the other, in what they, you know, some people call it a bullpen. That's what we used to call it, you know, at Air America. That was a network news organization. And I never saw such close quarters. And I just cannot believe that she's now tested. I mean, it just, you know, is Brooke and Chris, were they touching? I don't know. But it's just an amazing thing. The numbers from yesterday at 2 o'clock, we had 234,000 some odd cases, and today 261,000 cases. Yesterday we started the show with 5,586 perished, and today 6,699. There are 102,863 confirmed cases just in New York City. New Jersey is coming up from the rear, everybody. From the rear. They're almost at 30,000. So this thing is just moving. It's just moving. And people who just don't take this seriously, people who are, you know, out there coughing in people's faces, people who thought spring break 2 weeks ago was a good idea, people who will go to church this Sunday. Are you freaking kidding me? I gotta tell you, Florida is earning quite the reputation on every front. Now you can see why people do the hashtag Florida Man. Not only do we have some of the strangest inhabitants here, because pretty much hardly anybody is really from here, but we have the strangest politicians ever produced by man, with the exception of maybe Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi, although Louisiana occasionally picks a good one, gotta say. But I cannot believe what's going on here in Florida. You know, we finally got the child abusive, you know, Rick, Ron DeSantis, who ran by putting his newborn in a onesie that clearly said, "Make America Great Again." That is his. That was his campaign. That was his TV ad. That his wife, who's now just had another baby. So we were relieved when he said, "Okay, okay, I get it, I get it. We need to shut down, you know, 10 people get large gatherings of 10 or more statewide. We really need it." This is a man that would not close the beaches because he said they were already here. What did you want me to do? Okay, everybody try and remember when you were young and you were in a place where you weren't supposed to be and how the police came and dispersed you. Does anybody remember anything like that? Except for Woodstock, that happened all the time. Woodstock was the only time when the police apparently dropped some acid and said, "Hey, this is fun." But with that exception being carved out. So DeSantis wouldn't stop the spring breakers, who then went back to the Midwest, who then went back to Texas, who then went back to, you know, far-flung places and started to breathe on other people and spreading this damn thing to almost every single solitary state in the union. I think every state's got at least 200 cases. But anyway, so Rick DeSantis decided he was going to do a loophole. He was going to do a carve-out, and guess what it is? Guess, everybody, guess what it is? Yep, churches. Churches, you could go to church, you go to a mega church on Sunday. It's fine. And you know, in Hillsborough County, which is on the West Coast, they said, you know, all we can say is better get the hospitals in gear. They know what this is going to bring. Georgia's doing it too. Texas is doing it too. Mega churches, you know, you could have your services this week. Are you freaking out of your, because they believe that Jesus juice will save them. This is the elixir, the tonic. You know, when I think of the Bible now, I think of two things. One, because I'm a Jew, I think of Passover. Go look it up. Disease passes over your house. The plague, one of the many, passes over your house. Hence the name Passover, if you're a Jew. Oh, fingers crossed, everybody. Fingers crossed. But you also think of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. If you're not. So what is the dealio with this? Why can't everybody just stay home? Just phone it in. They used to do it on the radio when I worked in West Texas. That was my very first job. I worked on the weekend. Sunday, I had to run the church shows. "Oh, yay, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death. Mama, it's the great scourge of the Mary Jane. It's the Mary Junie. Send me $5 and I'll keep your child free from the scourge of the marijuana." Holy crap. Just phone it in. God does not care where you are. Why do you have to do that? This is just, and so now they're saying, you know, just get ready. Just get ready. Wherever there's a megachurch around you, just get ready. Florida, Ohio, Texas, freaking Michigan, Kansas. You can have megachurch gatherings. You can have gatherings more than 10 as long as you're praying about it. I mean, what is that? What is that? I don't understand it. And then yesterday we had another one of these off the, I don't even understand. Like, nobody wants to stand next to him. Do you get this? You understand this? You know, I asked you yesterday, why is he doing this? Meaning nothing. Why is he letting states outbid each other for masks and gloves and gowns and ventilators? Why are we doing, what? And nobody wants to stand next to him anymore. Nobody. So yesterday, the day before, we had Bill Barr and General Milley giving us some anti, you know, some drug war briefing. Yesterday, we had to suffer through, Pee Wee Herman there. Jared Kushner, he does. He makes Pee Wee Herman look like Vin Diesel, this guy. I mean, if you went to Central Casting and you asked for a weak and ineffectual middle manager guy, they would send you Jared Kushner and about 10 headshots that look just like him. You can't do better than Jared for mealy-mouthed.